Michigan is one of the top three growers of apples in the country, making it a good place to produce what we call hard cider.
If you asked for a cider in England or France or Spain, they would always give you something fermented. If you got something that was unfermented, it would be called simply juice.
Greg Hall is one of the founders of Virtue Cider.
Cider was America's leading beverage even before we were a country. When settlers moved west, they all brought with them a bag of apple seeds so that they could plant apples, not so much to eat, but to ferment and have a drink that was shelf-stable, more like barn-stable back then. Something they could know was safe to drink in terms of it not being infected with anything, and enjoy themselves at the end of a hard day of work.
These are Heaven Hill, Kentucky bourbon barrels that we've had cider in.
Jimmy Farrell lives in a farmhouse at Virtue Cider. He was using a forklift to move barrels filled with cider to storage for aging.
These are Cabernet Sauvignon barrels in French oak from California that we have cider in right now. And then we also have some more Cab Franc French barrels in the back filled with cider.
How long will these sit here?
We will test it to see where it's at. It'll age probably for 2 or 3 months in these barrels here. This cider is probably going to be our Spanish-style cider, the Percheron.
When you walked in, you walked by our press. We're out of apple season now, so we're not pressing, but that's where we extract the lovely apple juice from the apples themselves. We then add yeast to the juice. The yeast will ferment that into sugar and alcohol and CO2. We use different yeasts for our ciders. Right now we've got about 6 or 7 active strains in our cellar fermenting the ciders and providing some different flavors and aromas. Then we'll pump it into one of our tanks. We have 22 stainless steel tanks where we ferment our cider and store it until we blend and age. This is our lab. We do a lot of measuring in here of sugar and acidity and do a lot of tasting. Got our graduated cylinders here so that we can blend with accuracy and taste what our next blend is going to be. Over here, we've got our packaging department. We've got our keg line where we can keg off about 20, 25 kegs an hour, and our filter. Some of our ciders are filtered, some are not filtered.
Okay, what are we doing here?
So we're going to sample some cider here. So this is one of our 2,000-gallon tanks. Right now it's in its unfiltered state, but it's done fermenting. It's got a little bit of fizz in there, carbonation. Nice and dry, good amount of tannin. I'm really excited for this one to finish up. Take a look. Notice the color, the clarity, bubbles in there. Give it a sniff. Short, quick sniffs. Right. So you get a little apple, a little bit of orchard on the nose.
What is the alcohol content?
Most of the ciders that we produce are going to be in the 5 to 7% range. And that is due to the amount of sugar that you've got in the fruit. Michigan is such a great state for apples. We use a lot of the traditional varieties like Northern Spy and McIntosh, but then we get into some of the older English and French bittersweet and bittersharp varieties too. Most of the ciders people have a chance to try at their local bar or tavern or restaurant are more sweet. We love the English-style dry ciders. When you're pairing cider with a great dish at a nice local restaurant or something you've cooked yourself, complexity really works well.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.